Did you get the feeling, you know, Coach Gruden talked last week about in the fourth quarter last week, that's the way they wanted you to run. Did you consciously try to start running like that from the get-go today?
Yeah, most definitely. I just had to learn from last week. And like I said, last week, I just it was a learning thing for me. And once I found out a way that I'm ready to run, I took it to today. And I just want to start off like that. And the game went well starting off like that. I found out who I am and what I'm running for.
Yeah, I mean, this was, I believe, your next to the Rams games last year, your second best rushing day. What was that like? How did it feel out there?
It felt good. I felt like the line had just a good scheme, and they blocked their tails off for me. And I just give all credit to them because they made big holes, and I just did what I did on the second level, and God blessed me with the talent, you know, to make some people miss and get downhill. It felt good, you know, just in the rhythm. It felt good being in the rhythm as a back. You know, you want to get in the rhythm early, and it felt good just to get downhill and, you know, and just run over guys and lower your shoulder. It felt good.
Part of that, just getting into a rhythm because you got the ball so much. I mean, that was a lot of attempts given what you've done before in your career.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Just like I said, like, as a back, you want to get in the rhythm, man. When you get in the ball multiple times, you actually get a feel of the game and the feel of how they playing. And it was great for me to experience that, you know, just to get downhill with it. And it was just all fun out there. Once I got going, I just felt great.
Did you feel like you guys were able to wear him down kind of in the fourth quarter? You started gashing him a little more. Could you feel that on the field?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I say, I'm still learning. And as I learn it myself, you know, I'm a workhorse. So in fourth quarters, I like that's where I pick up most of my yards at. So, and I guess they was tired of tackling and stuff like that. So, I mean, when we get in them fourth quarters, man, it's just a grind.
You had Airy making his first NFL start at left guard. You had Spencer, first NFL start at center. Any issues with timing of those guys, or just kind of all come naturally there?
No, like I said, I just got done talking to Ari, man, and I had to tell him great job because he wasn't nervous. He went out there and did what he did. And on a couple of my runs, I actually seen him set the edge for me and kind of get up on guys to the second level. And they're just telling him that's a great job, man. And Corey did so good, you know, blocking 55, man. He's a big guy, man. And they just did great, man, just to get a whole offensive line credit. But Ari did a great job for his first NFL start.
Matt, were things clicking so well today because you got more opportunities? Or are you starting to see, feel, gain a better feel, and then that led to more opportunities?
Yeah, like I said, like I'm just learning just how I'm running and getting downhill, finishing runs. You know, I get in the rhythm early, and that's where coaches kind of can feel me, you know, and they kind of get a feel of where I'm coming from. And they giving me more opportunities. And when we're rolling like that, they want to keep giving me the ball. So, like I said, I'm keep learning and keep learning from this game. Last week game kind of gave me that learning edge, so it was great.
Now, that was some of the best explosion that I've seen you when it comes to hitting the holes right away, making quick decisions and getting downfield. What happened today? I mean, you really took a step forward.
Yeah, I keep saying I was learning, man, just learning from last week and not being so decisive downhill. And I just took that part of my game. And that's just, you know, God blessing me with learning and taking that practice, the practice reps to the game field, you know, just being more decisive. Like I said, I'm learning as a runner what kind of run. I'm 232, you know, 6'2", man. When you get downhill on guys, man, it get kind of scary. Not saying Brown's not a great team, but, you know, it's kind of hard to tackle a guy like me. And I'm learning from guys around the league, you know, Marshawn Lynch last year. And, you know, guys like Adrian Peterson, you know, they get downhill and they finish runs. So I kind of learned from these guys like that. So, man, just keep being decisive and hitting the whole heart.
Matt, you said you found out who I am and what I'm running for. So who are you and what are you running for?
First, I'm Matt, man, and God blessed me to play this game. And I'm definitely running for my kids, man, my two little girls. And it was my mom's first game out there too. You know, I just wanted to just be decisive and just show my mom what I got, what I'm capable of, what she brought in this world, man. It meant a lot to me. And definitely just seeing my little girls, you know, calling me and just telling me they see me on the TV and stuff like that. I mean, it just mean a lot to me, and just find out who I am as a person. You know, I'm a role model to my kids, and I don't want to let them down. And just me learning from last week, being a decisive runner, I just want to carry that over throughout the season.